Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl Kathleen, aka Castadine, aka Sodin. And welcome back to another episode of Sodin Soapbox. Yes. Here on Sodin Soapbox is where we rant about all things love, life, and the pursuit of music. Get into it. If you are a first-time listener, welcome, welcome. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. We are here with another episode. I'm really excited for today's episode. I do want to apologize in advance, though. I'm not feeling too well. I've been kind of sick this week. Over the past weekend, I had a really bad headache and just felt terrible. Thank God it's not COVID, but that went away. And then halfway through the week, I started feeling like my throat was like hurting me. Like I was basically having a sore throat. And I tried to push through it throughout the week, but it just got to the point that it was too much that I ended up going to the doctors the other day. And they told me I have swelling in my throat. So I apologize in advance if today's episode I sound weird or wonky at all. I'm trying to still push through, but just again, forgive me in advance if at any point my voice sounds a bit groggy or weird or whatever the case may be. I apologize in advance. But moving on, let's get into our episode for today. I'm really looking forward to today's topic. I know last week I kind of gave a story time and I actually enjoyed that. I'll definitely share some more story times in the future, but today's episode is kind of gonna be on par with what I normally talk about with different topics and subjects that are on my heart that I feel like ranting about, honestly. But of course, before we jump into what's on my mind for today's rant, if you aren't already, please, please, please follow your girl on all social media platforms. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. My handle is Shameless Listo. That is Shameless Listo. Come talk to me. Let me know what you think of today's episode or any of my past episodes. As I said before, I'm open to any topics you'd like for me to discuss on my podcast. So if there's a topic that's on your mind, on your heart, send them my way. I'll look into them and I'll think about what I can rant about on the podcast. But now, before we actually again get into the bunun and pickles, the meat and potatoes of our episode, I always like to do a segment called Sodin's Life, which is basically where I give an update on what's going on with me. I kind of already started with that and talking about my health and that I haven't really been feeling 100%. Again, thank God it's not COVID, but still I'm not really someone who gets sick that often. I take pretty good care of my health, but the weather here has been insane. Like, it's humid. Climate change is real, and it's been hella humid. And then when I go to work, some of the classrooms have the AC on high. Some of the classrooms don't have any AC, and they're turning on the fan. And the fan is basically blowing dust and dirt all over the place, and I'm inhaling it even with still wearing a mask. And so it's like some rooms are freezing, some rooms are humid, some rooms are muggy. Then I go outside and it's humid, and I think it's just because I'm constantly going in and out of different temperature rooms that my body's just like, yeah girl, it's a no for me, it's a no. So that's part of my update. Outside of that, this upcoming week, or I should say by the time this podcast releases, it'll be Chuseok here in Korea, which is basically Korean Thanksgiving. So with Korea, they run by the lunar calendar. So their Thanksgiving is usually in September or October, depending on which year. So this year it is this upcoming weekend, which I believe is the 9th. Through the 12th, if I'm not mistaken. So we get like a 4-day weekend for that. So it's completely different from American Thanksgiving, which is usually the fourth Thursday of November. So I get a nice little vacation. Normally I spend it alone by myself. I've never really spent it with anyone, but I think I've mentioned it before in this podcast. I'm going to a Korean church and one of the families has invited me to spend Chuseok with them, which is kind of nice because just in general, Thanksgiving is usually for family. And in Korean culture, it's more about family and honoring their ancestors and things like that. So I rarely see them invite outsiders, but this particular family has kind of seen me as like another daughter. So them extending that invitation to me is very heartwarming and heartfelt, especially because usually once we start hitting the fall seasons, I'm not gonna lie, I do very much get homesick once November, December, January, obviously Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. I just kind of miss my family a little bit more. So it's nice that there's a family that kind of reaches out to me to embrace me in the fold, so to speak. But outside of that, not much really going on in my life. Just trying to, like I said, nurse myself back to health. I am still trying to enjoy the little bit of warm weather we have before it starts getting super cold. I won't lie though, fall in Korea is absolutely gorgeous. Fall isn't normally my favorite season, but September, October in Korea is just absolutely gorgeous. If I was to recommend when to come to Korea, like visit, I don't recommend coming in the summer. It's way too hot. It is way too hot. I think the perfect time to come is like September, October, and then April, May. Those are usually like the best months to come to Korea because like the weather is perfect. Seeing all the leaves change colors and just seeing the scenery, it's just a beautiful sight here in Korea. And I've started to just really enjoy fall weather since I've been living here. But anyways, enough of that. That's basically my life update. Not really much going on besides Korean Thanksgiving and me just trying to get over whatever it is trying to ail me at this point. But we are going to get into today's topic, which in talking about my health, I think is pretty on par. Before we get into today's episode, we have our church announcement. If you guys enjoy my podcast and my content, it would do me a huge favor if you guys would head over to Podchaser and give my podcast a review. Just a simple star review, 4 or 5 stars if you please, and 1 to 2 lines saying why you love my podcast. I would really appreciate it, especially for someone like me who's a small content creator and trying to grow my platform. So again, if you would please go to podchaser.com, that's podchaser.com, and look up my podcast, Sorin Soapbox, SORIN SOAPBOX, and just leave your girl 4 or 5 star review and just 1 to 2 lines saying why this is your favorite podcast. It would mean so much to me. So thank you in advance. All right, now let's get into the nitty gritty of today's episode. So in today's episode, I was just thinking, you know, in terms of like me trying to take care of my health, I was contemplating taking off of work because like I said, I wasn't feeling well and I'm like, man, I'm pushing myself to get to work every day, even though I know I feel miserable. And I've been somebody that's been really advocating for like self-care and soft life. Like I'm like, oh, soft life me, please. I'm all about that self-care. But it's funny that sometimes we can say that, but then we don't put it into action. In the sense is like when it's really time to really prove that you're about self-care, you don't apply it. And that's basically what was happening with me this week is that I just felt guilty because I'm like, I'm the only foreign English teacher at my school. What's going to happen with my classes? And essentially, like, I ended up taking a day off of work, a sick day, but it took me forever to get to the point of taking the sick day. And I feel like that's unfortunate because it's like, I'm not someone who takes sick days to begin with. I'm always on time for work. I always show up for work. I always do what I'm supposed to, but yet I just felt so guilty and so bad about not showing up for work because I felt like, not necessarily my coworkers, but I felt like I was letting down my students. But I kept hearing the little TikTok audio, I gotta put me first. I gotta put me first, Lucius. And that was the reality, is that I have to put myself first. I have to take care of me first, because if I don't, who will? Because at the end of the day, like, if God forbid I can't make it to work, they'll be all right. They'll figure something else. They'll replace me, worst case scenario. And so in today's episode, I kind of want to talk about self-care in the sense that, is it just a trend or is it truly a necessity that we need to live by? Now, the reason why I say that is because obviously with the whole panoramic, you know, COVID, everybody was stuck inside and people were essentially losing their damn mind. What do we do? You're stuck in the house and you're either elated because now you get to spend time with your family, or you're upset because you live at home and you're staring at the four walls of your apartment, or you're about to kill your partner because the person you've been trying to stay away from at work, you're now stuck looking at every single day and you don't know what to do. Now, while that's simultaneously happening, I feel like there was a lot of advocacy for self-care to kind of deal with the Panasonic we were dealing with in terms of mental health and implementing self-care and things like that, which I feel like is all well and good. But I feel like now almost when people talk about self-care, there's a confusion on exactly what that means. Is self-care getting a mani and pedi? Is self-care steaming your bed every morning? Which, don't get me wrong, I love Jackie Aina's Lavishly Jackie. If you're not following that page, I highly recommend it. It's very, very soothing. It's giving soft life. It's giving luxury black girl. And I'm here for every bit of it. But it's like, is self-care lighting candles in every room and steaming your bed? Or is soft life and self-care deeper than that? Because I feel like sometimes we can say, oh, I'm all about self-care, I'm all about self-care, and we say that as a trend, but we don't really know what that means in application. And I think for me, I really had to dig into my life and figure out, like, when I talk about self-care, what does that mean to me? Because don't get me wrong, self-care can definitely be both. Self-care could definitely be getting, you know, hair did, nails did, everything did, but it could also mean taking a look at yourself in the mirror and speaking life into yourself because you haven't liked the person that you've been for who knows how many months or years, where you don't feel like you're worthy of love or you're worthy of respect or you're worthy of people just appreciating who you are as a human being. I feel like both require self-care, just that one is not as Instagrammable or TikTok worthy as the other. You know, deciding that you need therapy is just as much self-care as deciding you're gonna get that new Birkin bag. Cause hey, if you got it, you got it. But we have to realize that self-care isn't a fashion trend. And I sometimes feel like when we talk about certain topics, like, oh, what's a red flag? Or what's, you know, these are my boundaries. I feel like sometimes we say it just to say it because it's on trend, but we don't really know what that means anymore because the verbiage becomes so convoluted. We say, oh, red flag so much, or he's narcissistic, or she's narcissistic, or that's manipulative, or you're gaslighting me. We say it so much that the true meaning behind it becomes so convoluted that we don't even understand what those words mean anymore, including self-care. I 100%, like I said, I advocate for self-care, especially because we live in a world where hustle culture is praise is like, get the bag by any means necessary, whether you have to work yourself to death by doing X amount of hours a day, you know, team no sleep, or you have to figure out how to make multiple streams of income, or figure out how to make money in your sleep, whatever the case may be. Even a lot of that mentality was happening during the pandemic. It's like, oh, if you don't come out of this pandemic with at least two forms of additional income, then you wasted this time of break. And it's just like, not everybody's trying to be entrepreneurs. Not everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. Like, it's okay to work for somebody else. Like, y'all do know that, right? It is okay for me to decide, like, entrepreneurship is not for me. Because guess what? If you're an entrepreneur, you don't get no health benefits. You pay for that out of your pocket. You don't get no dental. You don't get no 401k. Like, all those things come out of pocket. Whereas I might want that 401k benefit. I might want that IRA. I might want that, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Or I don't really know what's the top tier insurance right now in the States because I'm out of the loop. But you get what I'm saying. I may want to work for somebody else and I get that good benefits. Because them benefits, especially when you get them good benefits at our big age, you might not want to give that up for entrepreneurship. Like, I get it, the whole like, oh, I want to be my own boss. But sometimes you got to fire yourself because you might not be as good of a boss. I'm just saying that. But not everybody's willing to admit that. Everybody thinks they have the entrepreneur spirit. But in reality, you just don't like authority. That's the real gag. A lot of people are like, oh, I want to be my own boss. I want to be an entrepreneur. No, you just don't like being under authority. So you assume the answer is I'm going to be an entrepreneur. But that's a different rant for a different day. I ain't going to go there. But, you know, in general, moving on, the fact of the matter is it's okay to have a healthy balance between let me get the bag, but let me also take care of myself. Taking myself, not just in the physical sense, but in the mental sense, the spiritual sense, the emotional sense of it all. Because I feel like sometimes we think self-care is all about what we physically look like and how we physically appear, but then internally we're broken and we're falling apart and we're hanging by a baby hair of faith. And that's not the type of life that we're meant to live and we're meant to achieve. I wholeheartedly believe that life isn't about making sure the bills are paid and living check to check. But I also believe that life isn't all about how many Birkin bags you can have, how many manis and pedis and all of that. Like, because at the end of the day, all that stuff fades. All that stuff fades because you can buy the latest Birkin bag today. And then in 2 months, it's already out of style. You get your nails done. And depending on who your nail tech is, that junk's going to chip in about a week. Then what? It's self-care to me is all about investing in literal self. Investing in you so that you reap not only the benefits for you, but that other people reap the benefits. Because that's what it's about at the end of the day, is ensuring that you pour into yourself so that you can pour into others. Because as the saying goes, like, you can't pour from an empty cup. So the purpose of self-care initially is that you're supposed to figure out ways to pour into yourself so that you can go out into the world and be your best self. So essentially, you know, like I said, self-care is about figuring out what way you can present yourself to the world as your best version and what works for you. Because obviously, my version of self-care may not look like your version of self-care. For example, for me, my version of self-care looks like going to therapy. And I think that's been the biggest benefit for me in learning to love myself, appreciate myself, know my worth, and add tax to that junk. Because I think prior to, I had a very fractured version of who I thought I was, only because I let other people dictate and tell me who they thought I was. I didn't have a strong sense of self in the way that I do now, where I kind of would let other people say, like, oh, you know, Kathleen, you're this, and you know, you're a loyal friend, and you're strong, and you're this. And I'll be like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I am a strong friend. Yeah, I am determined. Yeah, I am, you know, headstrong and this, that, and the third, and I'm ambitious. But for me to be able to say that on my own, I didn't necessarily believe those things. And at the same time, there were labels that people were putting on me that I just accepted that didn't fit me. I've said it before, I don't want to be labeled as the strong friend or the strong Black woman. I don't want that title. I don't want those labels on me. I want to be soft. I want to be determined. I want to be ambitious. But strong? No. Resilient? Maybe. I'll take resilient. But strong? No. Because what strong means to most people is that they can continue to add to your load because they think you won't complain. They think, oh, she can handle it. She can take it. Oh, what's one more load? What's one more assignment? What's one more thing? She won't complain. No, I'm complaining. It's too much. I'm hanging up my cape because that's part of my self-care, is understanding that not every situation requires me to wear my cape and to save everybody. Sometimes I need to save myself. Again, part of the self-care is that you can't save everybody else if you don't save yourself first. What do they tell you when you're in an airplane and, you know, there's turbulence? You got to secure your own oxygen mask before you secure others. It's the same thing in life. That's how self-care works. You got to secure your own oxygen mask and make sure that you're good. Make sure that you're taken care of before you start worried about everybody else. Because how are you going to worry about everybody else and you about to pass out? You about to black out. It don't work that way. It doesn't work that way. So for me, I'm a number one advocate for therapy. And this is from someone that thought that seeking therapy meant that I was weak, meant that there was something wrong with me. And essentially there was something wrong with me. I had poor communication styles. I was bleeding on other people because of hurt and pain and trauma that I had. And while a lot of times the trauma you can't control because it may have come from someone else, whether a family member, a friend, or traumas come from environments, you can't carry your traumas like they're a security blanket. At some point, you have to tell yourself, enough is enough. I want to be whole. I want to be healed. I want to be better for myself. And so I'm an advocate for therapy because I realized that for me that I couldn't blame my anger on other people just as much that I needed to take responsibility for that anger. Was I angry? Hell yeah, I was angry. I was angry that, you know, my life wasn't turning out the way that it looked, that I thought it was going to look like. I was in a new country in the middle of a Pandorosa and just feeling like I was all alone and I didn't have anyone to turn to. And so therapy gave me the tools to realize, like, okay, girl, we got to pull ourselves out of this muck. So again, I know I'm kind of rambling right now, but therapy was my number one version of my number one step to self-care. And then other forms of self-care is mentorship. Find someone who you see is in the place that you want to be and talk to them, ask them questions on how they got to be where they are. Again, this is something I follow. I have an amazing mentor and I have amazing mentee community, and we pour into each other. We share our vulnerabilities and we are transparent with each other. And that's part of my self-care because it lets me know, like, I'm not by myself, that I sometimes doubt my skills and doubt what I can do. And I have a community of people around me who are like, girl, I feel the same, but don't stay in that. Or like I said, my mentor would be like, okay, well, how can we push past this? How can we get out of this funk? What can we do to move to the next level or move to the next step? Mentorship is also another form of self-care. Or, you know, some other fun ways is exploring new hobbies and activities. For example, for me, I can't believe I'm gonna do this, but I am thinking about paragliding and ziplining. Y'all, anybody who knows me, First of all, I'm not an outdoors person. I'm not an outdoors person in the sense that I don't really do these like risky outdoor activities like camping. No. Hiking, it's a dub. I've done it before. I don't understand why people find joy in hiking. And that's a big activity here in Korea. People just hike for fun. And I'm just like, yeah, it's a dub. You know, just people who go running for fun. If I'm not being chased, if I don't see a bunch of people just running and I run an instinct, I'm not running leisurely. I'm not running for fun. But hey, for some people, it's self-care. I don't knock you. It's just not my thing. That's cool. But the fact of the matter is, I'm not an outdoors person. I grew up in the city. Well, I grew up in the suburb. I've spent most of my life in and out of the city. You want to do brunch? I'm here for it. You want to go to a lounge? I'm here for it. You want to go out to eat? I'm here for it. You talking about some, oh, let's go camping? You talking about some, oh, let's go on a farm? One time I went horseback riding because my friends wanted to go. I got chitter bikes all on my back. Now, again, I'm just a regular degular girl from Jersey. I didn't even know what chitters were, okay? There's some sort of bug. I still to this day don't know. But they bit up my shoulders and my back so bad after riding the horse. I said never again. I don't know again why people just leisurely be like, oh, let's go horseback riding. Oh my God, I've always had the dream. Again, if that's your thing, I'm not knocking you. You know, go off. You know, have your little cowboy dreams. My Little Pony dreams. By all means, go off. But me? Moi? If I'm MM, I can't do it. Because one time was enough for me. We walked all around this little ranch thing or whatever. And I just remember my back was just ate up. I said, never again. So again, I say, I'm not an outdoorsy person. But I just have this feeling right now. And I'm just going to go with it. I really want to go paragliding. I really want to do zip lining. I almost decided to do bungee jumping, but I'm not that crazy. I'm not trying to add that much razzle or dazzle, okay? So, you know, explore new activities. For me, if you've been listening to any of my past episodes, you know I've been going to festivals and activities and things on my own and just exploring what I like. Going to museums and visiting different cities and just exploring things like that. I had my own sip and paint at home just to kind of enjoy. I'm seeing like a bunch of musical orchestras for like Studio Ghibli that I'm really excited to go to in the fall. There's like the Nutcracker that I think I might go in the winter time. So things like that. I would never go to a orchestra event by myself, but I'm like, you know what? I might do it. It's my version of taking myself out on a date and having a self-care moment. There's a couple of movies that I believe are coming out sometime soon. I am thinking about taking myself on movie dates. These are just things that I would have never done on my own or prior to, but I'm willing to explore to get to know myself and spend time with myself and enjoy me time. Because I feel like as part of self-care, you need to understand who you are. Because we're stuck with ourselves, but I feel like sometimes we don't know ourselves. We don't understand why we get triggered in certain instances or why we react the way that we do or feel the way that we do because we don't spend enough time with ourselves. We're obviously you're in your own body, but we kind of allow our emotions and our feelings to just overtake us, but we don't take the time to figure out, okay, why did I react the way that I did in this situation? What caused me to react the way that I did? Why do I feel like this all of a sudden? Why, you know, when someone says this to me, I automatically feel like I need to respond in a nasty way or be nice nasty or be petty or be shady or be whatever. And I feel like when you put yourself in different situations, you start to figure out and learn yourself more. Some other, obviously, ways of self-care that I enjoy is like journaling. I've always been someone who likes to write and journal. I journal my thoughts out to just kind of be able to analyze what I'm feeling and what I'm going through. And also being intentional in the relationships I have with family and friends. I feel like sometimes we as society, we focus too much on like our romantic relationships, on dating and marriage and dating apps and the whole dating scenery, that we kind of neglect cultivating our friendship relationships or our family relationships. Like I talked about it before with how friendship breakups and how friends can also be your soulmates. I feel like we don't spend enough time cultivating those relationships. And I feel like that's another form of self-care, is spending time with your friends and your family and figuring out like how you can better show up for your friends. Because I feel like sometimes we only think about ourselves when we show up in these relationships, but we don't think about the other person and how we can better show up for them. Like, what do they need from us, essentially? How can we address and make the friendship grow? Because for example, for me, I'm going to use my best friend as an example. She gonna ask me for money in the ways that I bring her up. But love you, bestie. I asked her a while back, I'm like, what are my blind sides in our friendships? In what ways can I better serve you? In what ways can I show up as a better friend? Because I think sometimes we walk into relationships and think, how can this person serve me? What can I get out of this relationship? What can I take from this relationship? And we never think, how can I serve in this relationship? What can I give in this relationship? You know, what can I pour into this relationship? Now, again, going back to what I said originally, in order to do all of those things, you have to come from a healthy place. You have to pour into yourself in order to pour into others and to be your best self. But again, I feel like a lot of times we show up in relationships thinking, what can I get out of this relationship? What can I take? What can I glean? And never, what can I give you? What can I offer you? What do you need from me that would make you a better person? And vice versa. I think if both parties have a servant mindset, then it becomes I pour into you, you pour into me. I pull the best in you, you pull the best in me. And that becomes a reciprocity style relationship, essentially. But obviously, there needs to be growth. You can only do that with the right people. But I feel like if we start showing up in relationships that way, then it allows us to, again, learn a different version of self-care in the way of, how can I be a better version of me? And you know how to show up to be a better version of you because you've spent time with you through therapy, through mentorship, through journaling, or exploring new activities and hobbies and learning, oh, I really enjoy painting, or I really hate museums, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Or maybe it's, I really enjoy just sitting out in nature or taking walks in nature and gathering my thoughts. These things can help you with just trying to figure out who you are as a person. Because again, I feel like with Instagram and TikTok, sometimes we can get wrapped up in thinking that self-care requires us to spend money in some way. And it really can be the most simplest things. It doesn't require all of that for us to have to spend money. And well, therapy obviously is money, but there are other ways of self-care that don't require you to spend anything at all and to still be able to get to know yourself. That's just for me. I just don't like the fact that sometimes things that are really important, like setting boundaries, learning what red flags and green flags are, which I feel like people don't talk about green flags as much as we talk about the red flags, and learning, again, how to set boundaries. These are all important, but sometimes it gets thrown around so much, it becomes like, well, what really is a boundary? What really is a red flag? What really is a green flag? What's self-care? Is it just, you know, doing dances on TikTok, or is it something deeper and more rooted into the soul of a person? So that's basically just a lot of the thoughts that I've had behind it, because I realized for me that as I'm getting older, self-care is less about the frilly things and more about how can I show up as my best self so that I can be a good sister, I can be a good daughter, I can be a good friend to the people around me, I can be a good coworker, I can be a good teacher in all aspects of my life, and it be beneficial primarily to me, because that's what it's mainly for, but it then trickles out to everyone else around me, because when I'm good to me, I'm then good to others. I think that at the end of the day is what the importance of self-care is that if you learn to be good to yourself, then you learn to be good to others around you, and they essentially feed off of that energy, and hopefully there's a reciprocity in that. But yeah, so that's basically just my thoughts on self-care, on whether it's really something of necessity or more at this point just a whole trending topic that people put as a, you know, hashtag self-care, and they're drinking, you know, pumpkin spice. No offense to the pumpkin spice people, but just, is self-care more of a trending or a necessity? So with that, I will wrap up today's episode. I want to thank you guys again for listening to today's episode. If you're not already, please, please, please follow your girl on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. My handle is Shameless Listo. That's Shameless Listo. Chat with me. Let me know what you think about today's episode. I'd like to know, first and foremost, what are your forms of self-care? What do you normally do to basically feed your soul and take care of you? And secondly, do you think that nowadays self-care is more of a trend or is it a necessity? What are your thoughts and why do you think it's one or the other? I'd love to get some feedback and start a conversation about what are your thoughts about self-care. Do you feel like we spend too much time talking about what red flags are and not enough about what the green flags are? Do we throw out words like gaslight and manipulation and narcissist too much to the point that we neglect the good aspects of people and we don't focus on healing ourselves so that we can show up as a better version of ourselves? Chat with me. Let me know what your thoughts are on today's topic. But also make sure you head over to Podchaser and give your girl a review. 4 or 5 stars, please. And leave 1 to 2 lines on why this is your favorite podcast. It would do a small content creator like myself a huge favor. So head over to podchasers.com and look up Sorin Soapbox, Sorin Soapbox. And leave your girl a review. I really appreciate it. So, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. All right, y'all. So, I will catch you guys on the next episode. But until then, your girl is off her soapbox. See ya.